Now, what styles of yoga are offered there, Seva?
Really everything. Okay. I'm a multidiscipline studio. So I have, aside from myself, 9 other teachers who work there that are all trained in all different varieties of yoga.
Okay.
From yin, ashtanga, vinyasa, your straight up hatha yoga. And you know, we just again try to have something to suit everyone's needs. It's like,
sure,
if you're looking at a restaurant menu, I want there to be something on my menu that offers a good,
sure,
choice for you and what you're feeling like on any given day.
So what are some of the other benefits that yoga offers other than some of the things that you've discussed?
Well, I mean, complete well-being, complete wellness, because it's like we were talking about with the nutrition. If I'm feeling good from within, if I'm not holding stress in my body and my shoulders aren't up around my ears and my back isn't aching and my butt's not breaking, then I'm going to be happier. My skin's going to look better.
Right.
I mean, everything, my hair, my nails, overall wellness, because when you carry stress in the body, that's equivalent to, you know, like caveman days of, you know, flight or fight syndrome, where, you know, back then it was the saber-toothed tiger that was about to jump on you and you might be in that stressful moment for like a minute.
Right.
Whereas now, that stressful moment, the saber-toothed tiger is your boss.
Right.
You know, and you're stressed for months and weeks at a time, you know, so on and so forth. And what happens is your body's energies are drawn away from things like, you know, proper digestion, being able to sleep well at night. So everything, your body's ability to heal itself, we're much more prone. Our immune system is depleted. So we're much more prone to be at available for dis-ease when we're not at ease with ourselves.
Sure.
So I'm just trying to have people feel easeful.
Okay. Okay. Now, what are some of the different approaches in health and fitness for men versus women and vice versa?
Is there the way they want to look? Men, a lot of times men in general want to get big and bulky, and the women want to get toned and thin.
Sure.
You know,
I want to get big and bulky.
No, you don't.
I've been trying.
I can see right through there. You don't want to get big and bulky. So that's, I mean, that's a big difference. Not all men. I'm not categorizing them all because I have plenty of guy clients who just want to lose extra LBs. You know, and that just.
Sure.
So that's the big difference I see.
Catherine, Michelle, any differences you're seeing?
Go ahead.
When I focus more with nutrition, it's across the board, basically just trying to lead a healthier lifestyle.
Okay.
Not so much even, you know, it can be losing weight or it can just be maintaining weight loss. Sometimes I meet with people that are looking to gain a little bit of weight if they're athletes, runners, weightlifters. They want to put it on as muscle. So it's just kind of talking about what changes you can make overall with your lifestyle.
Okay. Okay.
And I agree with you there. I see all my clients as, you know, really men, women, it's the same. You know, they're all having different stresses in their lives. I could see just as many women executives as I do men, and they're all stressed out. You know, I mean, it's just common. And then the stress leads to the poor eating and lack of sleep and so on and so forth. So
exactly.
The McDonald's late at night.
Right.
Go get that flurry from McDonald's.
A lot of times with my clients, it's that they're at work until 10 o'clock at night and they haven't planned ahead. So that's when they are going to the vending machine more than anything.
They fall into that bad habit.
Exactly. And, you know, it's just helping them plan ahead, have healthy snacks at their desk.
So okay.
Something like that does happen, they're ready for that situation versus going down to the vending machine and going, what's better for me, Cheetos or Doritos?
Right.
The night before, like if I have a heavy day, you know, at Seva that I know I'm going to be there busy all day, like 8-9 hours, the night before, I'm making myself a kale smoothie, you know, so I'm packing a bunch of kale in my blender, maybe throwing an apple, a carrot, a beet, a bunch of pineapple and some water, and that might make me, you know, 3 servings of, you know, a nice drink that I feel like is nutritionally complete, and I take that to work with me, and they're just sticking in the fridge. Now, that's going to be the first thing I grab for because it's already there and ready. And and when I'm being, you know, the sous chef in my own kitchen, chopping and preparing, that's when I do all that because I'm already chopping and preparing, so why not make all these things? So that comes back to that, you know, story that we tell ourselves, like, oh, I wish I could eat, but I you know, I don't have the time to, you know, you do have the time. You just need to learn new tools to manage that time so that you can eat healthy. When, you know, when maybe when you make dinner on Sunday night, you also make a soup and another thing for later later during the week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you stick that soup in the fridge, you stick your casserole thing that you made in the freezer, and you're ready to whip it out because you're looking at your week ahead and saying, yeah, I know I'm going to be at work late on Tuesday night, so I'm going to have this thing ready so I don't stop at the pizza parlor on the way home.
Or it's just keeping healthy snacks on hand. A lot of people keep almonds on hand. Mm-hmm. And a little bit goes a long way with almonds, too. You know, 6 to 12 is a great snack.
Okay.
You can buy a bag and keep them in your desk for a month.
Okay.
And they're very shelf stable. So.
And we're talking raw, not those blue diamond.
Yeah.
Covered in salt and spices.
Clarify. Yeah. So folks who, you know, get going good 6 months to a year, but what do they have to do to keep motivated after that? Stay on the path.
You have to keep on your affirmations. You have to keep setting new goals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just it has to be right in front of you. It's like when you eat every day, you got to eat a few times a day. Well, you should look at those a few times a day.
Mm-hmm.
People stop looking at them and stop getting that good vibe.
Mm-hmm. And going with that good vibe, I would say just people have to learn to love themselves. They have to learn to love themselves as they are. Because if you really, truly love yourself and this vehicle that you've been blessed with, you know, to carry you around through this life, you're going to take care of it. I liken it to a woman who is carrying a baby. You know, a pregnant woman will be so very careful with her body. She's taking prenatal vitamins. She's giving herself the latitude to say, you know what, I'm going to take a nap because I'm tired because I'm carrying this, you know, precious being growing inside my body. We all should be walking around really like we're pregnant women, that we are actually a vehicle for this very special being that's growing inside of us, and it's us. And if we took care of ourselves that way, we would be healthy.
Well, essentially, your body is a temple.
Yeah.
Sure.
Word to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love yourself. Good one.
So we all agree on that.
I agree,
all right.
100%.
Okay.
So folks who want to get a hold of each of you, how do they do that?
Well, they can reach me through my website, savayoga.net, and also through the Facebook page of Michelle Fife WOTV for Women. I'm the wellness expert on that particular channel.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I post weekly tips of
great
healthy lifestyle changes you can make, you know, within your life and yourself. And
okay. Catherine?
You can contact me. My website's catherinejmock.com.
Okay.
Or catherine.mock@amway.com is my work address.
Okay.
For the McCahill Group.
Terrific. Rob?
ExerciseManFitness.com. Everything's there. You can contact me.
All right. This is Paul Jindrzejczyk with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we've been chatting about health, fitness, diet, yoga. I've been joined by Rob Martin. He's a health coach and personal trainer. Michelle Fife of Seva Yoga and WOTV for Women. And Catherine Mock, she's a registered dietitian with the McHale Group. Thanks so much for joining me, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.